It is time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. We've started TalkBack, gosh, I don't know, 30 years ago or something like that. And we've been encouraging you to get in touch with us ever since. And many of you have taken the time to do that, including this morning. My good friend Ed Dallas from Deerwood calls me just about every Tuesday morning when he's in the neighborhood. And this morning he had found a dragonfly that he had not seen before. And this dragonfly had shiny black wings for the first half, and the second half were clear. And he said that the dragonfly itself had this white stripe that came down across its thorax and then split as it went down its abdomen and looked just like a tuning fork. And I went to the bug guide where I hang out, and I found out that that dragonfly was a female widow skimmer. And I have seen a few of them around, but not too many. So Ed was keying in on the dragonflies this morning. But Ed wasn't alone in his observations. We also heard from our good friend Axel, who had this report.
Hi, my name is Axel Neustock. We live in Memphis, but spend our summers at Horseshoe Lake. On Friday night, July 10th, we were reading when we heard a panicked loon cry. I looked up and saw an eagle dive down at a family of three loons that we have been watching. We saw the adults try and fend off the eagle. We even saw the eagle touch the water. It was very scary. At first, we thought that the baby loon was carried away. But as soon as we figured out that the baby loon had gone underwater and survived, we were so glad. We were crying when we thought that the baby loon had been killed. It was a close call.
Yeah, thank you, Axel. Sometimes that's the way it goes, and the loon parents are absolutely insistent about protecting their young and will go to great lengths to do so. So don't fret. This has been a dance that's been done for millions of years. The loons and the eagles have had their moments. And in this case, hey, the eagles were successful. So let's count on that. I have another email that came in from my good friend Harvey. Harvey's a region staff forester and ecological land classification guy for the DNR over in Bemidji, and he is also a man who appreciates nature. And this is his report. He says, "Here's a bug and fruit report, July 6th, Two Inlets area. Deer flies were phenomenal. I wore a head net." Now, Harvey's a pretty experienced forester and really not a guy who turns to head nets very easily. So when he describes the deer flies as phenomenal, I may have used a different term, perhaps something less pleasing to the ear. But at any rate, on the 6th in the Two Inlets area, there were enough deer flies to go around. And on the 7th, in the Huntersville area, he got two bee stings, but the raspberries were ripe, so there's some payback there. In the Grigla area on July 8th, the mosquitoes were significant. He almost doped up. Low bush blueberries were ripe. And again, as I said, Harvey's been in the woods a few hours in his day, and the fact that he almost doped up probably would have sent most of us running from the woods with our arms flailing and our voices at shriek level. Anyway, on the 9th, he said he was in the Park Rapids area, and it was windy and, as he put it, blissfully bug-free. And on the 13th, in the Nimrod area, a few deer flies and some mosquitoes. And then he goes on to mention that flowers in bloom included blue vervain, pointed-leaved tick trefoil, round-leaved dogwood, and harebell. Thanks, Harvey. Always good to hear from you. We also heard this week from our good friend down in the Hill City area, Chris. And Chris had this report.
Morning, John and Heidi. This is Chris here at Hill Lake. Got a few notes for the week of the 7th through the 14th. This week, the high temp was 93 and the low was 57, with 3+ inches of rain. I seen a spring peeper sitting on a fern, a Baltimore checker spot butterfly on a swamp milkweed, and then I saw a house sparrow flying in and out of a swallowtail nest under the eave of a building. That was kind of strange. I'd never seen that before. And then another thing, John, is the dry weather contributing to the large number of wood ticks and grasshoppers? Also, I heard a cicada for the first time in 2 years. I thought maybe it was the warm weather that's causing the stuff to come out. Also, the blueberry and red raspberries are ripe and yummy. And then one last thing before I close is the butterfly house update. I have 5 female monarchs, which hatched this week, and 7 chrysalis to go, hoping for a few males. Be safe. Talk to you next week. I'm sitting here on my deck watching it lightning. It is really bright. Bye now.
Thanks, Chris. Good to hear from you. Always fun to hear from all of you on these mornings when we encourage you to get in touch, to become part of our community radio service.